Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Cherie Keeley. She's the executive director at Citizens Against Domestic Violence, a domestic and sexual violence shelter in Camdenton, Missouri. She spoke about the crisis hotline the organization is continuing to run from employees' homes and about how they are doing their best to meet the needs of survivors in rural Missouri. Here's Cherie.
So we talk a lot as far as a staff about the whole work-life balance and how do you take care of yourself in the midst of working with situations where trauma is involved, because we know that there's a secondary effect for the worker when they're kind of dealing with things. I will tell you, the first thing that happened when the COVID situation came is that it was like, we need to get people out of the building. We need to get people safe. We had some people that fell into the high risk categories. So those were the first ones that we really encouraged to stay home and, you know, take care of themselves and their health. They were really going crazy, not working. It was pretty hilarious. They would call and go, is there any end to this inside? And so when I called them to say, okay, I've got an idea, what do you think? And they, not one person said no, not one. They were like, they thanked me. They were overjoyed to be able, they love the people that do this work. You do it because you truly have a passion to give back and because you care. So it's a, you know, it's a part of their life mission is the best way I can describe it. So they knew that victims would be struggling more in this situation, and yet they weren't able to help them. And so when we provided an avenue for them to be able to help, they have been overjoyed. They truly have been grateful.
So have you guys been getting a lot of calls?
So interestingly, when at first, I think for us, we're like in week five. So at first we were kind of surprised that the calls were very low, probably lower than normal. And, you know, I just kind of sat with that. And the only thing I could conclude was, I think we were all kind of thrown for a loop for what was happening. I mean, you know, I'm in my 60s and it's like, I've not lived through a situation like this. So you're trying to figure out, you know, what does this mean and how do you, you know, I mean, you're just trying to wrap your head around it. So I don't know if people were just trying to kind of get their wits that way. And so that took precedence kind of, you know, if you think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, you got to get your basic needs met. Where, you know, where's my food and shelter coming from sort of thing. But once that got clear for them, now starting last week, we are starting to get an increase. And this week we're starting to see more, much more.
That was Cherie Keeley with Citizens Against Domestic Violence in Camdenton, speaking about their crisis hotline for survivors. She warns that she thinks calls will continue to increase in the weeks to come. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.